Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Sherwin-Williams Summer Sale is here. Get 30% off select paints and stains or 35% off our newest product, Emerald Symmetry, July 17th through the 27th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Final hour, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Christian Skelton here with you on this Wednesday morning. Talking some football, and to help us do that, we head to our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And welcome in our friend Mike Herndon to the program from PaulKuharski.com. Mike, good morning, buddy. How we doing?
I'm doing great. How are y'all?
Awesome, man. Good. Appreciate you taking time to be with us. Before we get into the Titans, how are we feeling about Arch and your Longhorns heading into this year?
You know, the hype train is up and running again this off season, and I mean honestly, I feel like it's a team with very few holes on paper. So I'm feeling pretty optimistic. Now the schedule is a different question. It's a murderer's row that they're about to face. So if they can at least win 10 and get into the playoffs, I think they'll be a force to be reckoned with in the postseason.
Yep, could be a fun year down there in Austin. We'll see how it goes. So, speaking of fun years, like this is a huge year, as we know, for J.C. Latham heading into year three. You know, last year he was hurt with the hip, and I thought he started to play better as the year went on and as the year closed out last year. So, as we enter into year three with him, how are you feeling about where things stand with J.C. Latham and your confidence level that he's going to step up, have a big year for the Titans this year?
Yeah, I think he's maybe arguably the most intriguing player on the Titans roster heading into this season. It may be the most pivotal as well, because it's hard to see them really having a, you know, good offensive line without him taking that next step and becoming, you know, doing basically what Peter Skoronski did going from year two to year three and his big breakout last season. To be fair, I think Latham, while I do think he played better down the stretch last year and showed some signs of that light coming on, he didn't have the big second half of that second-year breakout like Skoronski quite did.
Yep.
Because Skoronski was, I mean, lights out by the time he was in the back half of year two, and then that kind of fed into last year. So Latham did a little bit of a muted version of that, in my opinion. And I don't know, I could see it going either way, but there's enough tools there. There's enough good tape of Latham over his first couple years when he's been healthy and right and everything to make me feel like there's a chance with Carmen Brasillo and you know, offensive line coach. I mean, look, we hyped up the last offensive line coach too,
right.
and he didn't get it done, but Brasillo does have a good track record developing players, especially young players, and getting a lot out of them quickly. So it'll be very interesting to see for sure. But I'm optimistic that they'll get at least league average tackle play out of him, which I think is, you know, good enough. Not good enough to justify his draft status, but good enough to be okay at right tackle. But whether they get more than that, I think, could be a big question as to what the ceiling for this team becomes.
Let's say they do, and he takes maybe not, you know, to the level of like Skoronski, where he's regarded among interior linemen, but he takes a good step, and it's clear, you know, like he's going to get a second deal. Now you feel, you know, good about that spot. What do you think this offensive line could be if that's the case, and what does that mean for Cam Ward?
I don't want to be Debbie Downer heading into a football season, but I think maybe the ceiling for this offensive line is, you know, passable, like, you know, league average, which would be a step up from what we've seen, to be clear, from the last, you know, 2 or 3 years now with the Titans is they've kind of had to rebuild this group. I think Skoronski, you know what you're going to get from him. I think you kind of know what you're going to get from Dan Moore, that it's not going to be great, but it's probably going to be pretty close to league average to slightly below average. And then the two, you know, interior spots that are kind of in battle, we just don't know. So, you know, if you get good play from Latham, I think it certainly raises the floor to passable, because I've always said this, that you just cannot go into a season with two tackles that you feel like you have to protect, because it just hampers your offense in so many ways from a protection standpoint and keeping guys into chip and numbers and things like that. And to be able to be a functional NFL offense, you have to have one tackle. You feel pretty good about leaving on an island. And that doesn't mean against Myles Garrett, like every single matchup that you're expected to be shut down. But you need to, against your average edge rushers, be able to hold up okay without a tight end chip all the time, or having a running back to your side, or whatever it may be. So I think if they can get Latham to that level, because I just don't think Dan Moore has that in him. He's been in the league. This is, what, his sixth year in the league. I don't think we're seeing a new level from Dan Moore in 2026. So Latham's the guy that you have to hope takes that next step. And if he can, I mean, you can hide those interior spots a little bit better if you have a good tackle and a good guard and a passable left tackle. I think you can maybe hide those interior spots a lot better in pass protection if there's solid pieces around them.
Mike, if Gunnar Helm maximizes himself as an NFL player, what do you think that looks like? How good do you think he can be?
Oh, goodness. I think he could be really good, frankly. And you know, I don't want to say this name because I think it's putting too much on him. But there are so many things that he does that remind me of Travis Kelce. I don't think he's quite as athletic as Kelce. So I think that he's not going to be Travis Kelce, to be clear. But there are so many things that he does as far as his ball skills, the feel for the game, the ability to uncover when his quarterback breaks the pocket and is playing in the scramble drill. The kind of feel for space that he has is very Kelce-ish. Because, I mean, Kelce was never really necessarily the greatest. He's not a 4-4 guy, right? No. Like, I mean, his ability to get open was feel, route running, you know, in a connection with his quarterback. And I think Helm can very much do similar things. Not to say he's going to be a Hall of Famer, but I think he could be one of the, you know, 10 best tight ends in the NFL if he maximizes what he can do. Because I don't think he's athletic enough. I think he's certainly got plenty of size at 6'5", 250-ish. And then the hands are tremendous. So I think if he can kind of max out and continue to build that rapport with Cam Ward, I think he could be a really big player for this team moving forward.
What are we going to see on the edge from this Titans defense, Mike? I know it's an individual basis, a lot of guys, but collectively, because I think we all would all agree the interior, the defensive front, is probably the strength of this team. To me, it's like if you can get decent edge play collectively, you might be pretty fearsome. What do you expect from that group?
I think it's another very interesting group. I think at a floor, it's going to be better than what you saw out of the Titans last year, which, I mean, it would be hard to not be. But Jermaine Johnson, I think, again, kind of like I think he's better than Dan Moore, but kind of like Dan Moore, I think you kind of know what he is. And we've seen him be a really good edge rusher in the NFL a couple years ago before the injury. And if he can get back to that level, I think you've got a really good player. And even if he doesn't, I think you've got a solid player at one of the starting spots. And then who plays opposite him, for the most part, is going to be really interesting, because it's Falk, who I think is extremely talented. It's, you know, somewhat raw. You've got Finney Oladejo, who, you know, again, somewhat raw, but has a lot of physical skills that would be interesting. And then I also think Jacob Martin is a player that you know what you're going to get in a good way. You know, he's a veteran, and he has consistently been, as far as like a role-playing, rotational, pass rush specialist type edge rusher, he's consistently been a guy who can get sacks, get pressures. And I think you could see him have a really nice role as a third down player in this defense. So I think it's going to be a much better group. Whether or not it can become an elite group, I think completely depends on Finney and Falk and whether they're able to kind of unlock that physical skill set and put it all together and turn into a really, truly dynamic edge rusher. But there's enough mix of young guys with high potential and a couple veteran guys that, you know, give you a solid floor to think that that's at least an average group NFL edge rushing wise. And I think that's going to be a huge thing for Jeffrey Simmons and John Franklin Myers on the interior, just having, you know, some help from those edge guys, which Simmons, you know, didn't really have the last couple of years.
All right, Mike, last thing for you here. Given the fact that you're talking about the number four overall pick, but you're also talking about somebody who hasn't played a single game in the NFL yet, what's a realistic timeline in your mind for Cornell Tate being clearly the best option and their go-to guy at wide receiver this year for the Titans?
I think that you would want to see that by like week 7 or 8, about midway through the year, given that, you know, the talent that he's flashed already, you know, based on all the camp reports and everything like that. I think you saw the AJ Brown trajectory, right? His rookie year. And it was, I think, through the first few weeks, and now he put up some big games in those first few weeks, but he was playing a lower snap count, so 40%, something like that. I think Tate's probably going to get a pretty healthy snap count right away, just given the investment in him versus the investment in Brown back in 2019. So I think Tate probably gets a bigger role right away, but then you really saw AJ emerge as the guy. Quickly leapfrogging Corey Davis and those other guys that were in that room back then. And by the second half of that rookie season, he was the guy on that offense. And I think that's what you want to see from Tate. So I think, you know, and he's probably got a higher bar to clear with Wandale Robinson and Calvin Ridley even. And that those guys are not nothing to overtake as kind of the go-to number one weapon. But I think if you spent number four on him and you think that's who he is, you should see him clear those guys by the back half of this rookie year. And I think he will, frankly. I'm a very big believer in Tate and think he's going to be a huge deal for Cam Ward and his development this year.
That would be a very nice development for the Tennessee Titans if it plays out that way. Mike, great stuff, man. Appreciate you taking time to be with us and appreciate your time as always. And we'll talk to you soon, buddy.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
Yep, Mike Herndon with us here on the program. We'll react to what Mike had to say. Take your thoughts on the Titans at 615-737-1025. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025 The Game.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
We have the tech to get food delivered in 15 minutes, but we all have horror stories about buying tickets. The Game Time app gives fans the advantage. Get amazing tickets in just a few taps. Fees are included, so what you see is what you pay. And the Game Time guarantee means authentic tickets at the best price every time. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets to concerts, sports, comedy, and more with Game Time. Download the Game Time app and create an account for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply.